The Truth News Network. In a time when the world is a dangerous place and facts are hard to come by, here's one refuge where only the truth resides. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
And here's your guardian angel, Dan Newman.
I got some amazing new truths for you today. Some you may not have heard, or if you've heard, you may not have given much thought to. Today's story is titled, She's Back. Who would have thought it? Hillary Clinton. Hillary appears to be ready to throw her hat in the presidential ring again. I know that's shocking. It's hard to believe, but apparently she can't get the bad taste of 2008 and 2016 out of her mouth. What is that bad taste? Being told by Americans, we don't want you as president. Of course, in 2016, she and many of her supporters, pretty much all of them, felt like she had earned the right to own the keys to the White House for a bit. But American voters, especially those in flyover country, disagreed with her, and her glass ceiling remains intact. It appears that her hunger for power has been heightened by her need to get even with her 2016 nemesis, who now is the inhabitant at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Donald Trump. She's sending out signals, demonstrative ones now, that she may throw her hat in the ring when Joe Biden pulls out of his 2020 presidential bid. And to most, his departure from the campaign trail is imminent. Joe looks to be the fall guy who's going to take the Ukraine gate hit that certainly appears to be disqualifying him. Monmouth polling on Thursday, when asking Americans if they believe President Trump's telephone call with the Ukrainian President Zelensky was not about going after Joe Biden, but purely suggesting Ukraine continues their previous corruption investigation, 43% believe the president, while 37% do not. Regarding Hillary, her recent statements pummeling President Trump are signaling that she may enter the Democrats' presidential contest. Ex-VP Biden looks to be the obvious fall guy for that alleged Ukraine's collusion with her campaign in 2016, believe it or not. Hillary's not stupid. She's always been capable of reading the tea leaves and acting accordingly. That is, until her taking a few states for granted in the run-up to the 2016 election. She realizes that the Democrats' consuming thirst to unseat President Trump will kill the ambition of Biden to assume the right to the inhabitation of the White House that rightfully, she feels, belongs to her. Let's be very clear. Hillary is not committed to the race, but she's often made it clear when asked that she has kept that door open. It appears that all of her recent appearances have been carefully planned and orchestrated. She has narrowed her attacks on Trump as angst from the left has heightened. She's being smart in doing that. She still feels that she can go negative and stay negative regarding the president if she decides to enter the fray and faces him in 2020. We could talk all day about what if she gets in the fray. To be honest with you, I'll just sum my opinion of that. It's real easy. I think he'll destroy her. He was a little bit nicer to her in 2016 because he wasn't president then. He is president now, and I think he will cut her to shreds. But Americans are tired of Hillary. After 2016 and her loss, her continued excuses and ridiculous excuses for her loss, many in the U.S. wrote her off as simply being done and as yesterday's news. Here we are, 3 years after that bitter defeat. She still complains and calls President Trump an illegitimate president, and now she's calling him a corrupt human tornado. I have no idea where that came from. It's not clear who pushed Biden into the middle of all of this, but each day it seems that the allegations against Biden's intervention in Ukraine on behalf of his son Hunter might really be true. And now it appears that the $1.5 billion that Hunter's company received in investment from China could be for similar reasons. President Trump actually suggested China look into Biden's corruption, and when he did, the reaction of the media was epic, and still is. It's close to being abundantly clear that the compensation the younger Biden has been receiving from the investment company being investigated by Ukraine which is about $600,000 a year. That began while his father was formally tagged by former President Obama as the U.S. watchdog over Ukrainian corruption. And it's probably going to be the nail in the Joe Biden campaign coffin. In fact, it is likely to see the former VP stop the fighting and drift away into the political sunset in the next week or so, my prediction. So what's going to happen with the Democrat Party presidential race then? First, it is highly likely that if Hillary throws her hat into the ring, she'll immediately snatch about 25% of the Democrat Party member support. Wait a minute, you say, how could that possibly be? Well, it's going to happen based on her name recognition and that large segment of the voting populace who were Clinton sycophant supporters in the 1990s. Many of them are still around. It's also going to split the balance of Democrat support between the 10 or so candidates that might still be in the race. What then will determine who is left in the 2 months before the Democrat Party convention? Well, who remains is going to be based on several important issues. Campaign money, and where those campaign dollars go, and how Democrat voters go in the wake of the Trump impeachment proceedings, and how that plays out in the next 6 months or so. Oh, man, what an evil web we weave. Believe it or not, Democrat support for their 2020 candidate is now and will continue to be skewed toward a candidate that holds the line against Trump and for his impeachment. How so? Well, believe it or not, the American voter populace is aging. There's a rapidly increasing Democrat base that is younger, more liberal, more anti-capitalist, and more pro-socialist. This younger group has totally bought into the Medicare for All, climate change, free college, college debt elimination, the repeal of the Second Amendment, and the Dump Trump movement. Hillary's possible opponents have pretty much all demonstrated their support of these ideas. With Biden gone, if he leaves, his moderate, middle-of-the-road spot is going to be empty. Hillary will have to decide if she wants to fill it, and if her getting back in the race and assuming that moderate role could get her elected. I have no idea. I can't figure out the Democrat Party. Maybe you can. Tell us about it. What further clouds the picture is how the reorganization of Democrat candidates will impact campaign money. Folks, like never before in American election history, has dollars and cents been so important? It'll cost the president and his Democrat opponent and their parties at least $1 billion each. That's almost unbelievable. So who among the party candidates has the ability to tap that Wall Street fountain of dollars for this presidential race? Remember, Hillary has already proven she has an open door at almost all of the investment banks, hedge funds, and stock trading companies. She was well financed by Wall Street in 2016. Campaign dollars were of no concern for her. After all, the White House was owed to her, she thought. But things change. Big financial bankers have some serious considerations regarding financial support. Remember, Hillary lost in 2016. Remember, Hillary lost in 2008. Why did she lose? If you have listened to her gripes and multiple explanations, her loss was no fault of her own, but that of everyone from Donald Trump, his campaign, Russia, inept polling operations, the Democrat National Party, sexism, lies, and misrepresentations of her in the press. James Comey, she's throwing him in the loop. The FBI fake investigation of her server, and election vote tampering. That's two whole columns of excuses that she has given since her loss. There are a multitude of other excuses that she's used. Won't Americans remember all of that? Certainly some will. But political memories in the U.S., remember, seem to evaporate shortly after each election. That is probably due to the drenching of Americans by nonstop campaign ads for months before every national election. Well, that's a bunch of ifs, but it's American politics after all. In American politics, and especially with Donald Trump in the middle of it all, there are no sure deals anymore. Just ask her. Decisions must be made every day and often on the fly. Making a bad one or two can be deadly, can even cost you an election. Few Americans that were alive that day will forget the shock and awe experienced by 300 plus million Americans with the election of Donald Trump and the repudiation by voters of Hillary Clinton thought to be a certain winner. I think this was Hillary's first interview after losing to Donald Trump. while we're contemplating her contemplating another run against Trump, I thought you might want to take a trip down memory lane with Hillary and me.
Hillary Clinton breaking her silence on what she believes led to her stunning loss. It immediately made headlines today, saying if the election had been held on October 27th, a little more than a week before Election Day, that she would be the president of this country tonight. Secretary Clinton said she does take personal responsibility, saying it was her name on the ballot. But she also made it clear that that late move by the FBI director 11 days before the election, she says, changed the race. Here's ABC senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega.
Hillary Clinton today speaking out on what she believes cost her the election.
I take absolute personal responsibility. I was the candidate. I was the person who was on the ballot.
Shouldering some of the blame, but not all of it.
I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off.
Team Clinton believes that is the day she lost the race. Clinton was in the air when the FBI director announced he was looking into her emails yet again. The election was less than 2 weeks away.
Now, if the election had been on October 27th, I'd be your president, and it wasn't.
The news dominated the front pages, and Clinton, who is now writing a book about her experience, says she paid the price.
Did we make mistakes? Of course we did. Did I make mistakes? Oh my gosh, yes, you know, you'll read my confession and my request for absolution. But the reason why I believe we lost were the intervening events in the last 10 days.
Clinton attended the inauguration of her former rival, but now she is pulling no punches.
I did win more than 3 million votes than my opponent. So it's like, really, I feel a tweet coming. Well, it's fine, you know, better that than interfering in foreign affairs. If he wants to tweet about me, I'm happy to be the, diversion. He should worry less about the election and my winning the popular vote than doing some other things that would be important for the country.
Going after President Trump for comments like this.
It's an unbelievably complex subject. Nobody knew that health care could be so complicated.
No, health care is complicated. And
as for her own future, after all those walks in the woods, Clinton is now focused on writing.
You can read all about this excruciating analysis that I'm engaged in right now when I'm not in the woods walking
with
my
dog. Is it therapy?
I wouldn't say it's therapy. I would say that it is cathartic.
She says she has no plans to stay in the shadows.
I'm now back to being an activist citizen and part of the resistance.
All right, she says she's part of the resistance. Cecilia Vega with us live tonight. Anyone who thought Hillary Clinton is going away, it would appear that's not the case. Cecilia, you covered this campaign. You've talked to your sources tonight. Is there a chance she is considering another run in 2020?
Yeah, well, David, 2020 is still a long way off, but this is what I'm told. She no longer wants to sit on the sidelines. And while we can expect to hear and see Hillary Clinton a lot more in the months and weeks to come, it will be as an activist, not a candidate, David.
Cecilia Vega with us tonight as well. Thank you, Cecilia.
I cannot for the life of me believe that Hillary Clinton thinks she has even a minuscule chance to win the presidency in her third time trying. Conventional election wisdom is that in a bid for the White House, garnering sufficient support for even a second attempt is normally iffy when it comes to attracting campaign dollars. That would be an extremely tough task for Hillary on her third such attempt. Several other thoughts run through my mind about her possibly declaring her run for the White House. First, what would Americans think? Obviously, a bunch of Americans, about 63 million or so, voted for Donald Trump instead of her last presidential election. What could she think has possibly happened to change their minds? Look around us. Look at what's going on. The only thing negative that's happening is the stuff that the Democrats are putting together and trying to sell to the American people. Second, many of her 2016 supporters, while they still despise Mr. Trump, feel betrayed by her in that loss. It's factual that she herself was responsible for the loss in many, many ways. She gave up on several Midwestern states and didn't campaign there much, if at all. She assumed she had their votes. But, as usual, she felt that those voters would feel the obligation as Democrats to pull the Democrat candidate's lever in the polling booth just because they're Democrats. But then there's this. Why would she even want to face the possibility of a similar fate? I don't know the answer, and I don't want to know her answer. It's scary to think that she and Bill might move back into the White House for 4 more years. A bunch of bad things happened on their watch in their previous 8 years there. I don't want to go back to that school of learning again. I trust everyday Americans more than she does. That's good enough for me. And when I hear 4 more years chanted over and over again at campaign rallies, I don't want to think the cheers may be for Bill Clinton because he's moving into the White House with his wife, President Hillary Clinton. It may be a nightmare, but it's something I wanted to prepare you for just in case. I don't know factually that it's going to happen. The signs are looking more and more in that direction. I'll keep you posted. You stay here and keep listening and watching at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
Classical conservatism, contemporary style. TNN,
the Truth News Network.